and facials, manicured, waxed, and Botoxed, with deep spray on tans and creamy lotiony hands, you can't grip a tackle box. Yeah, with all these men lining up to get liquored, it's heading out to be feminized. But I don't highlight my hair, I've still got a pair. Yeah, honey, I'm still a guy. All my eyebrows ain't plucked, there's a gun in my truck. Oh, thank God, I'm still.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Will Reeve. Can you control your client? That from the judge to Donald Trump's attorney, as the former president gave calm but lengthy answers on the witness stand as he testified at his civil fraud trial today, often going off topic. Outside court, Mr. Trump maintained his innocence.
Very unfair. It's very unfair. But in the meantime, the people of the country understand it, they see it, and they don't like it. They don't like it.
The judge has already ruled the Trump Organization overvalued its assets. Secretary of State Blinken is on his way back to the U.S., having completed his latest Mideast trip that took him from the West Bank to Jordan to Iraq to Turkey. IDF forces continue to pound Gaza with intense airstrikes, setting the stage for an expected push into Gaza City. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 10,000 Palestinians are dead. Jordan has airdropped humanitarian aid into northern Gaza. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is expected to endorse Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for president at a rally today in Des Moines. This is ABC News. Female students at a high school in New Jersey are shocked to learn that pornographic images of them were being passed around by their male classmates. Students, parents, and school administrators nationwide are dealing with similar situations.
When New Jersey high school student Francesca Mani learned that a classmate had used an AI app in his phone to put her face on pornographic images,
I just started crying because I didn't know what to do. I didn't think this could happen to me.
She's one of 30 girls targeted at that school. Only a few states have laws addressing deepfake porn, and President Biden has just called for a federal prohibition on that use of artificial intelligence. Too late for Francesca Mani, who feels violated and vulnerable.
I didn't think it'd be one of my classmates.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
South Korea today announced its plans to launch its own spy satellite at the end of this month. Seoul says it will use the satellite to monitor North Korea's nuclear weapon development. The plan comes after North Korea failed to complete an announced launch of its own first spy satellite. Will Reeve, ABC News.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up? I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Allen. After years of budget cuts, the city of Milwaukee adds services in their 2024 spending plan. The $1.9 billion budget, which the city's Common Council approved Friday, would add 15 new police officers and more firefighters. The city's comptroller estimates a new 2% city sales tax that starts with the new year could bring an extra $184 million into the Milwaukee city coffers. Milwaukee Alder Marina Dmitrievich.
Streets are going to be paved sooner. Lights are going to be LED and more efficient. Libraries are going to be open on Sundays. A new fire station. I think people are willing to make an investment in our city. And when you invest, you see it succeed.
The budget now heads to the desk of Mayor Cavalier Johnson, who can choose to sign it, veto it, or sign the budget while vetoing individual amendments. He has to do that before November 14th. With lockdowns and staffing shortages, Wisconsin state prisons are in the news. Many people are incarcerated for revocations due to rule violations, not committing new crimes.
That's according to Ari Brown with Wisconsin Policy Forum, which recently released a study.
They were above 30% of prison admissions every year up until last year.
John McCray Jones with ACLU Wisconsin.
Things like switching jobs without telling your DOC agent, borrowing money, opening a credit card, or simply missing a meeting can get you sent back to prison.
Democrats in the legislature propose a package of bills aimed at improving conditions for those incarcerated in Wisconsin. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Man died following a shooting outside an apartment complex in Green Bay Friday evening. Police there say when they headed to the scene for a weapons call, they learned of a 30-year-old man who was taken to a hospital with a gunshot wound prior to the officer's arrival. Witnesses told police the man was attending a party when he was shot in the parking lot. He later died. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Many business owners and entrepreneurs today are drowning in unsecured debt and just can't stop incurring more. Business Debtors Anonymous is a 12-step recovery program where you will receive support for doing business and living life without incurring new unsecured debt. Business Debtors Anonymous offers meetings every day, where members support one another to help them stop incurring new unsecured debt. You're not alone. Visit helpfordebtors.org. That's helpfordebtors.org.
AA made all the difference in my life. I noticed that most of the goals I had as a kid were slipping by. I didn't feel like the person I hoped to be. After all those years of drinking, I really didn't know myself. When I was out there drinking, I was always looking for the next great party to make me feel all right. With AA, I found a better way of life, and I feel good in my everyday life, even without a drink in my hand.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
A weekend labor rally in Madison featured representatives of unions and workers who don't yet have union recognition. Maeve Perkins is with Workers United and works at Starbucks on State Street in Madison.
Starbucks may refuse to recognize our union, but they cannot stop us from acting like one. Yeah! Which is why on the company's most profitable day of business, Red Cup Day, our entire campaign is calling for a one-day national strike.
Red Cup Day is November 16th. And Racine's interim police chief now has the job for good. The city's police and fire commission voted to appoint Alexander Ramirez as the permanent police chief, effective immediately. Ramirez was with the Milwaukee Police Department for almost 30 years prior to joining the Racine Department, where he served as assistant chief for 2.5 years. Ramirez stepped in as Racine's interim chief after the previous chief, Maurice Robinson, resigned in July. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Nicholas Nick Michael Runheim, 79, passed away at his home in Catawba on October the 25th. Nick is survived by his wife, Pat, by his sons, Nick and Kipper, survived also by his brothers, Ronald, Norman, and Wayne, survived also by his sisters, Janet Arndt, by Carol Koski, by Rebecca Kempen, and by Shirley Raids, survived also by his brothers-in-law, and further survived by his grandchildren and his great-grandchildren. A massive Christian burial held 11 a.m. Saturday, November 11th at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba with Father Madnu Lordu Raju officiating. Visitation to be held at 9 a.m. and continue till the hour of the service at the church. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Nicholas Nick Michael Runheim, 79, Catawba. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior-assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Daytime highs approaching 50 this afternoon under cloudy skies, west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows level off around 30. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 38. Upper 30s Wednesday and Thursday with a chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 50 this afternoon. Lows level off around 30 tonight. We should top off around 38 tomorrow. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 50.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
How would you like to come home to a bartender who will fix you any cocktail you want?
I'll have an old fashioned.
I'll have a margarita.
Now you can. With the Bartesian Home Cocktail Maker. Bartesian is a sleek machine the size of a coffee maker that makes premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Choose from over 50 different cocktails, from classics to the most exotic premium cocktails served in the best bars today. You'll always get freshly mixed, perfectly balanced cocktails with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. And now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever at Bartesian.com/radio. Entertaining? The Bartesian is ideal for parties. No need to stock all kinds of individual mixers for complicated recipes. Every guest gets the cocktail of their choice in seconds. The Bartesian makes a wonderful gift for anyone who loves a fine premium cocktail. Now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever. It's available right now only at Bartesian.com/radio. That's Bartesian.com/radio for Bartesian's best deal ever. Only at Bartesian.com/radio.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. Let's turn to the NFL scoreboard where the Saints force 5 turnovers to beat the Bears 24-17. Quarterback Taysom Hill says the New Orleans allowed him to become the first player in NFL history with at least 10 touchdowns rushing, passing, and receiving.
I have a lot of gratitude to be able to be part of this program and play with coaches that are creative enough to give me opportunities. So I would say it's really just, you know, whole lot of gratitude.
Eagles best in the league at 8-1 after they beat the Cowboys 28-23. Chiefs beat the Dolphins 21-14 in the first ever regular season game played in Frankfurt, Germany. It was the Texans downing the Buccaneers, the Packers over the Rams, Commanders beat the Patriots, Vikings beat the Falcons, Ravens down the Seahawks, Cardinals lose to the Browns, Colts beat the Panthers, Raiders rout the Giants, Bengals over the Bills on Sunday night. This is SRN Sports. On the ice, Mason McTavish scored the go-ahead goal with 3:40 to play. Sam Carrick scored 2 late goals. And the Ducks rally from a 2-goal deficit in the third period to snap the Vegas Golden Knights' 12-game point streak with a 4-2 win. Dawson Mercer and Max Willman scored in the first period, and the Devils beat the Blackhawks 4-2. Curtis Lazar and Michael McLeod also split the pipes. Those were the only two games in the NHL. There were just 5 games in the NBA last night. Cavaliers beat Golden State 115-104. That ends a 16-game losing streak against the Warriors. Raptors overcome a 22-point deficit to force overtime and beat the Spurs 123-116. Suns over the Pistons 120-106. Kevin Durant with a season-high 41 points. Mavericks beat the Hornets 124-118. Luka Doncic with 23 points. Grizzlies rally late to beat the Trailblazers 112-100. This is SRN Sports.
The Packers ended their four-game slide with a 20-3 win over the Rams on Sunday at Lambeau. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Packers had a number of new faces in their lineup defensively. Coach Matt LaFleur says they did their job.
Guys like Isaiah McDuffie, like I mentioned earlier, and CV and Jonathan Owens, Anthony Johnson, getting thrust into roles and having to play more plays than that they're accustomed to. I thought they did a great job.
Jordan Love throwing for 228 yards and a score. Aaron Jones ran for 73 yards and a touchdown. He got 24 touches in the game. When Houston kicker couldn't finish yesterday's 39-37 win over Tampa Bay, former Badger Dare Agunbowale stepped up and booted a 29-yard field goal.
Last year, he went through the whole emergency kicker thing, and I told him I could do it. I did it in practice. And I was always just kind of the unwritten emergency kicker, but nothing ever came up.
Until yesterday, that is. The last time the Milwaukee native attempted a kick in a game was in high school at Milwaukee Marquette. He became the first NFL player not listed as a kicker or punter to make a field goal since receiver Wes Welker did it back in 2004. Football Badgers upset by the Indiana Hoosiers 20-14 in Bloomington on Saturday.
For all of us, a lot of reasons, a lot of things out in front of us, and we didn't perform. The whole objective today was to come out, create our own energy, start fast, and probably the number one thing we didn't do was come out, create energy, and start fast.
Luke Fickell's Badgers fell to 5-4 overall, 3-3 in the Big Ten. Fifth-ranked Badger hockey team pushed their win streak to six games, sweeping fourth-ranked Michigan over the weekend. Senior Matty D. St. Fowl tipped in the game winner on Saturday with 6 seconds left to play to give Wisconsin a 2-1 victory.
I think we're doing a good job of staying even keel, not getting too high and not getting too low. I think we just do an amazing job of sticking with it when we face adversity. So just got to keep it rolling.
College basketball season tips off tonight around the country. Wisconsin hosting Arkansas State at the Kohl Center, while Marquette hosts Northern Illinois at Fiserv Forum. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Checking out some other sports notes around the state. We had state volleyball champions that were crowned this past Saturday. Congratulations again to the Prentice girls. They fell on Friday in their match against Newman Catholic. And then later that weekend, champions were crowned in Division I. It was Oconomowoc winning the championship by defeating Divine Savior Holy Angels. In Division II, it was Xavier taking the title, defeating McFarland. In Division III, St. Croix Falls defeats Howard's Grove to get the win. And then it was Wanawak Central defeating Newman Catholic for the Division IV Volleyball State Championship. The boys' volleyball state title held also one division. Middleton defeated Arrowhead to take that championship. There's a championship game set for eight-man football now. Thorpe and Florence both winning their games last Friday, and they will play in the championship game November 11th at 1 p.m. at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School. In football, other 11-man action, there are four teams remaining in each division. In Division I, it's Kimberly, Marquette, Franklin, and Hamilton still alive. In Division II, you've got Wanakee, Kaukauna, Badger, and Sun Prairie East. In Division III, it's Rice Lake, Notre Dame, Stoughton, and Grafton still alive. D4, Baldwin-Woodville, Lodi, Luxembourg-Casco, and Catholic Memorial. In Division V, teams still alive include St. Croix Falls, Wrightstown, Horicon-Hustisford Co-op, and Aquinas. In Division VI, it's Grantsburg, Stratford, Darlington, and Kewaunee. And in Division VII, you got Edgar, Bangor, Reedsville, and Black Hawk, Warren, Illinois, the co-op team, all still alive. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
Brand new country. Drink a watermelon moonshine.
So freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since your kiss felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off.
Online at 98qcountry.com. Through the radio. favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
Smith, Creek Will Rise. So in his early years of country music, he kind of lived up to the image of a drinking singer. That would be Chris Stapleton, right? Now he says, I like to tell people that I got into a drinking contest with myself in my 20s and I lost. So now it is described as largely sober. He doesn't say he's completely sober, but he's largely sober these days. He's pretty much cut out the drinking side of his life. That's Chris Stapleton. Jason Aldean's coming up. Justin Moore and Priscilla Block. Jackson Dean, they're all here for you. Yeah, we've got country right here.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care.
You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Daytime highs approaching 50 this afternoon under cloudy skies, west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows level off around 30. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 38. Upper 30s, Wednesday and Thursday, with a chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 50 this afternoon. Lows level off around 30 tonight. We should top off around 38 tomorrow. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 50.
Brand new country.
I woke up on the wrong side.
Q Country.
Driving, that's right.
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Thank you.
Jackson Dean. That is Fearless for you. So today is the 6th of November, 2023. It's a Monday, doggone it. It's Fill Your Staplers Day. Isn't that exciting? But that's a good reminder. I'll fill my stapler today. Saxophone Day. Ouch, my ears. National Nachos Day. I like that. National Basketball Day. Yeah. And then there's Marijuana Recreational Legalization Day for Colorado and Washington, even though more states have done so. But that's just, I guess, a day that was devoted at one time to those two states. Anyways, today, on the 6th of November, enjoy the day, all right? Coming up, we've got Scotty McCreary, Toby Keith, and more for you.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Yo, what do you got there, man? The only station that matters.
98Q Country.
Was her favorite song. She sang along every time it came on. First time we danced was to Marina Del Rey, and I fell right there and then. I didn't want that song to end. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. I can still see a mirror.
winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, we've got thirsty hitchhikers, and the girls next door dress up like movie stars. Truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters, and the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar.
Country.com.
Shattered my hopes.
Across the room.